Welcome to the Highland Formation Podcast. This is Reed Hillen, and I am excited to introduce you to this new iteration of the Highland Church Podcast. We're calling it the Highland Formation Podcast because we believe that the Spirit of God will use the Word of God to form us into the likeness of Jesus. Today, you'll hear me talk with Ashley Crisp, Ashley Sturman, and Britt Garland about what these episodes will be like, what our vision is for this work, and how you might use the recordings. And how you might use the recordings is actually critical to us. We would love to hear from you in January and February about how you're actually listening and putting it into practice. The feedback you give us will help us adapt as we build future episodes. The first episode will release on January 12th. If you're already subscribed to the Highland Church Podcast, the episodes will automatically populate in your feed. If you're not subscribed, go ahead and do that today on your favorite platform. We're excited to see how God will use this work. And here is my conversation with Ashley, and Britt. Okay, how did we get here, and what was like the driving force of this podcast becoming a thing at all?
So this came out of several conversations between Highland Children's Ministry and Highland Student Ministry. Originally, those conversations started about family nights and seeing how beneficial family nights was for both families and our ministries, and realizing that we wish we could do more with families, but that specific format on a Wednesday night is not feasible to do more than once a month. And so we began having conversations about, well, what would it look like to scaffold family formation outside of Sunday and Wednesday? What's even possible for us to do, and what would be an easy on-ramp for families to get involved? It also came out of Highland Student Ministry using consistent liturgies for student formation this year at both Labyrinth and Middle School Retreat, and seeing how formational regular repetition of familiar scriptures or the same prayers, and how just sometimes we feel like, I don't know, maybe just I feel like I need to get creative with formation and like do different things a lot, whereas actually maybe one of the most formational things we can do is just repeat the same things over and over and over to ourselves on a regular rhythm or on a daily basis.
Well, and like Ashley said, we have talked about a lot of different options, and we ended up landing on a podcast thinking that might be the easiest on-ramp for our community. All of us spend time in our cars, taking our pets for walks, hanging out at our homes, trying to avoid turning on screens, that pressing play to listen to something for 5 to 10 minutes a couple days a week might be the easiest way to invite others into this process with us.
I'm hearing formation is consistent repetition over time, not grandiose gestures of newness or relevance necessarily, but more about intentional choices on a daily basis. And so we want to offer a meaningful, intentional choice for our church. That meaningful, intentional choice leads us to wonder about, who is it for? Who are we making this for? Is it just for families with children? Who do we imagine listening to these episodes?
Since the conversation began between Ashley, Reed, and I, it naturally fell into our ministries of, we were imagining it for families with children and students. But as we talked about it more, we started making plans. We realized this practice isn't limited by age. We could see how our whole church community could benefit by joining in this practice with us. And we hope that that's what will happen, that whether you have kids who are 4, 5, and 6, high schoolers, you have roommates or a small group, that you would consider participating in this practice with us this year.
So what do we expect to see? How have we shaped this podcast for formation?
So for each podcast episode specifically, we are hoping to implement a couple of spiritual practices that we can all do together daily. One of those will be the Lord's Prayer. We already do that together as a congregation at Highland on Sunday, and we're hoping that continuing that practice to do in our daily walks will be beneficial and fruitful for each of us. We're going to do some daily readings that are going to follow the lectionary, specifically in the Gospels for now, and we're going to wonder together and imagine together what those stories have for each and every one of our lives. And then we are going to finish out with another liturgy and a blessing. those are some things that we're hoping that as we continue into this practice that we all memorize together. And it can be something that we keep in our hearts as we're going throughout our days and be something that ties us closely with one another and with God.
So in January, we will begin this journey of the Highland Formation podcast. And each week you'll see a couple of episodes that are all centered around the same story. We're choosing to focus on one story because we know in children's ministry, we frequently live in the same story for multiple weeks because our friends have questions. There's a detail we caught that we didn't hear the last time we heard the story that we want to spend time exploring more. So we're wondering what it would look like for our whole community to live in the same story for multiple days. So you'll see a couple podcast episodes. Some might be from different translations of the Bible. Some might be from a children's storybook Bible. And then there will also be a reading plan that if your family or your small group chooses that has more readings from the lectionary that you could do in addition to what we're reading in the podcast.
And as Ashley just mentioned, we are hoping to use this in kind of a bunch of different ways. We're hoping that you can use this practically maybe in the morning when you're listening with your kids before school drop off, or maybe at the dinner table and you listen together and have a cool conversation while you eat. And maybe you can even use it in your small groups and use this as an opportunity to hear the voices of many different ages in your group and listen and wonder together or listen with your friends.
While we think you can participate in this practice by yourself, we also believe this might be more meaningful as a way to connect our communities. So whether that is your family as a community or your small group or a group of friends, that this could be something, this could be more meaningful completed in community with one another.
Highland, I hope you hear that we are longing to align with the Spirit of God through the Word of God. So however you choose to listen, we trust that God's work will be happening in and through this simple recording of scripture and prayer. Thank you for listening today. And starting on January 12th, you'll be in your feed receiving 4 episodes per week, Monday through Friday, on Spotify, iTunes, or on the website, however you choose to listen. If you're already subscribed to those places, they should be auto-populating for you. If they don't, if you would, let us know, and we can happily help you figure it out. I'll leave you with this blessing that will hopefully become very familiar soon. Brothers and sisters in Christ, as your attention returns to what has happened or what will happen in your day, remember that life is short, and we have so little time to gladden the hearts of those who travel with us. So be quick to love, make haste to be kind, and may the peace of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit abide with you now and remain with you always. Amen.